Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Family caregivers support their loved ones every day. Now there's a tax credit to help support them. The new Caring for Caregivers tax credit gives Oklahoma family caregivers up to $3,000 in financial relief for expenses like medical supplies and in-home care. If you're caring for a loved one, you've earned this support. Check your eligibility at aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. That's aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit, paid for by AARP.
Winding down the old year, getting ready to kick off 2025, and coming up this Friday, we'll have the new Congress seated, a majority in the House and the Senate for the Republicans, narrow majority, of course, in the House of Representatives. But what can happen in these first 100 days in Congress? Had the chance to visit with longtime friend and colleague Jeff Nally, farm broadcaster of Kentucky, current president of the National Farm Broadcasters Association, and we talked policy. We talked about what may happen. And Jeff Nally says it's absolutely vitally important that we get that $10 billion approved in the CR out to farmers ASAP.
You know, one of the first things we're going to be in about how those funds are going to be dispersed. I mean, for the producer, I don't think it's policy right now. For the producer, they've got to get details of that as quickly as they can to be able to go into the banker, pay off last year's notes, and be able to get operating funds for the year ahead. Zippy Duvall and some other agriculture groups said between 20 and 30% of producers were not going to be able to get an operating loan for 2025. So we've got to hope that the dollars that were approved are going to be dispersed in a way that we can keep producers in the land. That's the number one. From the political side of the aisle, I've got to hope that John Thune and that the Speaker are willing to put agriculture and a farm bill in place. And I know there's budget reconciliation and there's tax reform and there's other things, but there has got to be a priority set that a farm bill can be done so that Mr. Bozeman and Mr. Thompson can get to work and can try to pull the sides together to get a bill. I think there's a bigger challenge in the GOP of keeping their votes together than perhaps there is reaching across the aisle for the Democrats to join the Republicans in getting this done. But I think, again, you're going to find attrition is going to be a sticking point of how many dollars are going in that particular area. You've got to say that agriculture is going to be a priority. You've got to have your ag committees working toward that. And then you have to see the nominees that are coming for these respective agencies to be able to move through quickly in Congress for those to be set in place in order to get Washington functioning. Mr. Trump, the nation, not just Mr. Trump, but the nation needs a functional Congress in the first 100 days. If we're going to spend the first 6 months fighting among each other, we're not going to be better off 2 years from now. We're not going to be better off 4 years from now. We've got to prove that we can come together and solve some of the problems that we're facing in the nation. If we don't get that done, Ron, help us all.
Talking ag policy strategies with Jeff Nally. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the best no-till conference in the U.S. of A. The 29th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference is set for January 21st and 23rd in Wichita, Kansas. Whether you're a beginner or a veteran using no-till on your farm, this conference is designed for you. This year's No-Till on the Plains Conference will feature Dr. Dwayne Beck, Russell Hedrick, and 20 more speakers on no-till, regenerative agriculture, and soil health. Learning and implementing these techniques can make your farm or ranch more profitable. Learn more at notill.org. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.